I appreciate the governor of the beautiful state, Emma Keating, and his wife, for their hospitality. Secretary and I have just landed. We come from Australia. We're on our way to D.C. And I decided that it's best to stop and say hello to some of our wounded soldiers, sailors and Marines. You know, every time I have an opportunity to meet people who have sacrificed on behalf of the security of the country, I'm amazed at their spirit and their resolve. One of the things I look for is to make sure that these troops and their families are getting the best possible treatment. If they've got any complaints, I'm available for them to air them out. And what I heard was encouraging, that people feel like they're getting the best possible care, and that makes me feel good. I told them, and when I was in the room, that I came back from Iraq encouraged by what I saw. No question, it's still hard work to do, but my resolve is as strong as it's ever been. I believe we're doing the right thing there for the security of the country and for the peace of the world. General David Petraeus will be reporting to the Congress along with Ambassador Crocker on Monday and Tuesday. I will then talk about a way forward after their report. I ask the members of Congress to sit back and listen to what we all have to say before they reach the conclusions that they're going to reach. But one thing is for certain, now is the time to do the hard work in order to make sure that we can have a peaceful world. Now is the time to deny the radicals and extremists a safe haven, and now is the time to advance democracy in the heart of the Middle East. I believe it's the calling of our time, and I believe we'll succeed. And I know it's necessary we do. Anyway, thank you all for your hospitality.
Yes, sir.
Admiral said he cooked some lunch for us today. I'm looking forward to having it.
Caught the fish and then cooked the
lunch. Governor, proud to be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.